I have to be really careful on what I say in the microphone before a match. A lot of people think I have a mystic ability to affect the course of a game. I've been known to single-handedly lose games because of my ill-thought-out comments on the mic pre-match. I've also caused defeats by playing the wrong tunes, reading out results from early kickoffs, and walking on the cracks in the pavement. Football fans are incredibly superstitious. When I started playing, it was around this time that Ray ran out of money and was unable to meet a tax demand. But perhaps that wasn't surprising when you consider he received £365 for the television version of Scum and only £1,800 for the film. It was a normal thing, he told journalists later. I spent money from Scum and assumed I paid a tax from the next job. I was irresponsible. There's a clip-clop of horses on the sun-honeyed cobbles of Humming Streets. Hammering of horseshoes, gobble, quack and cackle. Tom tweet Twitter from the bird ants burrows. Brain on donkey down. Bread is baking. Pigs are grunting. Chop goes the butcher. Milk churns bell. Tills ring. Sheep cough. Dog shout. Swans sing. Oh, the spring whiny, moaning moo from the clog dancing farms. The gulls gab and rabble on the boat bobbing river and sea. And the cockles bubbling in the sand, scraper of sandalings. Crew cry, crow claw, pigeon coo, clock strike, boar bellow, and the ragged gabble of the beer garden school as the women... The dinner was on top of the range. For starters, there was cold soup that tasted of tomatoes and chilli, which sounds dodgy but tasted great. Then there's a sort of thin spaghetti with lobster, followed by slices of roast beef with little Yorkshire puddings, then a fruit salad that tasted like cherry brandy and chocolate profiteroles, all made by a famous chef who came out and took a bow. There was white wine and red wine, and more champagne for toasts and what have you, and although I only took a few sips of each, I was beginning to feel a bit pissed by the end of it.